Looking a bit further out in time, I want to spend a few minutes highlighting how our IDP organization has essentially repositioned itself to accelerate growth above what our legacy IDP businesses had achieved historically. As you know, IDP is structured around a diverse portfolio of businesses, all leveraging Qorvo's shared core competencies and focused on winning with premium products using highly differentiated internally developed technologies. To accelerate growth in IDP, we're increasing our focus on automotive, Internet of Things, data centers, and Wi-Fi, and we're increasing our resources in those value streams. We're also targeting segments that don't appear to enjoy the same dynamic growth, but have large niches that can be exploited with differentiated products based on Qorvo's technology. A few examples include Qorvo's GaN-based products in the base station market, and the traveling wave tube replacements in the defense and commercial markets using our patent-protected Spatium solid-state products. We're especially enthusiastic about GaN as a disruptive technology. We're continuing to penetrate the defense market with our expanding family of GaN-based products, and we're increasing our leading market share as measured by Strategy Analytics. In automotive, we expect that by the year 2020, 75% of the automobiles shipped will feature connectivity. That would equate to a market of approximately 69 million cars and a CAGR of 45%. IDP is uniquely positioned in this market to deliver amplifiers and premium filtering solutions to Tier 1 automotive suppliers. In telecom and datacom, Infonetics forecast 100G ports will grow to over 4 million units by 2020. A 75% CAGR driven by the expansion of cloud and hyperscale data centers. We fabricate our low-power linear drivers by using proprietary semiconductor processes that push the state-of-the-art in power consumption and bandwidth. In Wi-Fi, where the CAGR is forecasted to be 18% through 2020, we are winning by enabling higher frequency performance and higher data rates, and by solving complex spectrum congestion challenges with our market-leading 5 gigahertz PAs and BAW filters. In the rapidly expanding vision of the Internet of Things, industry sources are forecasting over 25 billion connected devices by 2020, resulting in a 65% CAGR. This includes over 3 billion units for the connected home, which alone accounts for a projected $50 billion market for connectivity circuits. Many of these applications are undefined architecturally, but will require RF solutions similar to what we provide today to the Wi-Fi and automotive segments. And finally, we look to pre-5G and 5G infrastructure upgrades. Ericsson has estimated that by 2020, communications infrastructure capacity will need to increase by a factor of 1,000. That's a staggering undertaking, and base station OEMs are experimenting with infrastructure solutions that operate in the millimeter wave spectrum to help them achieve these goals. These solutions will require advanced semiconductor geometries and leading edge packaging, which are areas where our internal research is focused today. The pre-5G market is being driven by carriers looking to optimize existing spectrum through the use of small cells, distributed antenna systems, MIMO active antenna technologies, and carrier aggregation. These systems are readily served by new Qorvo amplifier products using our production-proven GaN technology. In fact, we're already sampling these products today to leading infrastructure OEMs. So looking from a high level, IDP is targeting the highest growth segments within their diversified businesses with compelling premium solutions using highly differentiated internally developed technologies. They're moving the organization forward from pre-merger levels, where both companies saw low growth trajectories, to today, where we see IDP on a path to grow their business 2 to 3 times those legacy growth rates.